Hi, I'm Donna Truan.
And I'm Terry Truan. And we're here doing the Alpine Rally of East Gippsland. Done four, I think, and finished three.
I've done two and finished two.
It's a Toyota Corolla T27 Levin. It's a replica of the car that Toyota got their first international win in 1975, the Thousand Lakes Rally. Yeah, and it's pretty fast.
It's the prettiest car in the field by far. And it's taken a lot of work to get that body like that, though. My brother Shane, he's the one who did all the panel work on it, so, yeah.
How hard is it to get to the start of an Alpine?
Well, it's a lot of work.
Even harder to get to the finish.
Yeah.
Well, it is hard to get to the start of an Alpine. You've got to have a car that you're sure can do a large number of kilometres over very rough roads, and I've basically spent the last 6 months working on it after the last event.
The preparation, yeah, like Terry said, it's all about getting ready, and you never know what weather we're going to be thrown at, whether it's going to be a flood, whether it's going to be a drought, whether it's going to be a flood within a drought, which is what happened a couple of years ago. So getting the preparation and just getting a team, a crew together is not easy at all. Finding an official who's willing to go stand out in the forest for you, and you have to have a volunteer who's willing to go and work as an official either on a road closure or at a stop start, and without that you're not allowed to compete. And it's fair enough, because it takes hundreds of volunteers to get this event running. So yeah, it's a lot of begging, borrowing, bribing to get people. No, actually, our volunteer, he volunteers all the time because he loves his own private spectator point. So there is that. Oh, well, again, my brother Shane, he's the head of our service crew, and Terry's mate Brett, he always comes down from Melbourne, all the way from Melbourne to help us out. And he's, you know, when we go to sleep after each night, the crew are out there in the shed going over it, and hopefully they've got not too much to do than check it over. But if something's gone wrong, yeah, they might stay up all night and work on it, so they won't have any sleep for a couple of days. And yeah, hopefully that's what'll get us through, is that dedication. So,
well, I'm impressed that the event's even happening in the first place. A week ago, I would have bet good money that the event wouldn't have even happened, given the large number of fires in the area. Knowing which areas were affected, I'm just impressed that they got the event to happen at all, even in a shortened state. So, but it does change our approach. It means it will be quick from the start. Normally you have to make sure you get to the finish of a very long event. Well, it's still get to the finish of a long-ish event, but it's a lot shorter than it was. There won't be any time to ease into it on the first couple of stages. It'll be important to go out and have a go and try to get a good road position for Saturday morning.
We are our own sponsors because I own EG Bass Agents Plus, a local bookkeeping business, and Terry owns EG Communication Antenna, which is another local business. But really, Brett and Shane, my brother, who got the car this pretty from his wheelchair, he's a paraplegic, and so it's a great feat for anybody. But for my brother, he'd never let that stop him. So yeah, a big thank you to him, of course.